Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Nothing More to Say. Each year, priests and ministers work hard to prepare their Christmas homily. Knowing the church will be full, they seek the best possible words and stories to explain the mystery of Christmas Day. Despite their best efforts and oratorical skills, the actual birth of Jesus says it all. Find out why there is nothing more to say. Imagine going to church on Christmas morning and witnessing the following. After proclaiming the gospel narrative regarding the birth of the Christ child, the minister or priest begins his homily with these words, "I have nothing more to say," after which he sits in silence. How would the congregation react? Need he say anything more? Is there, in fact, anything more to say? Have we lost the wonder of what really happened on that first Christmas morning? The Son of God was born of a virgin and became man. These words glibly roll off our tongue as if virgin births were a common occurrence. There is nothing common about it. Even the most eloquent homily cannot fully articulate the mystery. There truly are no words to add. If a virgin giving birth to the Son of God does not change our life, what will? The Bible tells us, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." We find that in Isaiah 7:14. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace." We find that in Isaiah 9, verse 5. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." We find that in John 3, verse 17. We must let these words sink into the depth of our being. God loves us so much that he sent his Son to be one with us. The author of life took on the lowly aspects of a tiny baby. He lived, suffered, died, and rose from the dead so that those who believe in him can have eternal life with God. After thousands of years of longing for a Savior, here is what the Bible says about the birth of the Messiah. From John's Gospel, "And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." From Luke's Gospel, "But Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?' And the angel said to her in reply, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.'" From Matthew's Gospel, "For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Jesus has come to save us from our sins. He came to give us eternal life. The virgin birth of the Son of God 2,000 years ago was astonishing. Yet that event is rendered meaningless unless we allow Jesus to be born anew in our lives today. There is no greater story, nor is there a better Christmas present than the birth of our Savior. We must never let the biblical narrative about the miraculous birth of Christ grow old. We cannot allow his birth to become a historical footnote nor merely a cover picture on a Hallmark greeting card. A virgin gave birth to the Son of God who came to save us from our sins. That story should forever astonish us. There is simply nothing more to say. Now you please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Thank you for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to take this opportunity to extend a Merry Christmas to everyone listening. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at Broken Door Ministries. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.